Uni fellowship. I've got my ridiculous little piccolo latte, and we're going to chat today about the method of people ministry. Christine did a great chat the other week. If you haven't seen it, make sure you do watch that video on Facebook or Instagram or Vimeo, where she talks about the motivation of how it comes out of what God has done for us in Christ, how we see his example, the example of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and how that creates a faith, a hope, and a love that overflows in our genuine concern for the well-being of others. It's awesome stuff, but what does it look like in practice? What does it mean for you and I to actually be people who make uni fellowship more than just video messages and a monthly meeting and a breakfast sermon and so on, you know? Well, the first thing I want to say, the baseline is it's just about becoming intentionally, deliberately Christian in your relationships. So you can be Christian in your moral life, you can be Christian in your prayers and devotional stuff and your going to church, but be Christian in between. In the way you talk with other people and think about other people, think about how they're going as Christians. Think about where you can encourage them, offer to pray for them, actually literally say, hey, how about we pray now? You can think about ways that maybe even gently and appropriately you could challenge them to live a life worthy of the gospel. That's how 1 Thessalonians 2 puts it, that you and I, appropriate to our relationship with one another, sometimes have to challenge each other in an area of love, forgiveness, honesty, obedience, and so forth. You know, so actually be deliberate and thoughtfully, deliberately Christian in your relationships with each other. You stay Christians with each other all the time. It's really interesting back in Genesis chapter 4 when the Lord challenges Cain about the murder of his brother Abel. Cain's defensive response to the Lord is, am I my brother's keeper? And you know what? Yeah, we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. We have a degree of spiritual responsibility for one another. So think like it, act like it. A second thing is realizing that in our spiritual care for one another, there's something more important than just meeting each other's needs. The need-meeting, therapeutic, good deeds stuff is so important, yeah, but we also have deep spiritual needs. And if we spend forever seeking to talk about helping each other with study, dealing with depression or anxiety, managing the dramas of romantic relationships and friends and church and everything, we can actually spend forever in our ministry to one another dealing with other issues and never dealing with faith, godliness, growing in godliness. And the opposite is true as well, that actually if we grow in our faith, hope and love, grow in our faith in Christ, sometimes the other problems become smaller problems, or it becomes clearer how to deal with those problems. That's a second issue. A third issue is, on the other hand, realizing that those other needs are part of our ministry to each other and can become barriers to further growth in the Christian life. That is, sometimes if we have issues with health or mental health, or being really stuck with making progress in our studies, things like this, they can become quite big obstacles for us to make big progress forward in our Christian lives. You know, God's with us through all those things, yes, but sometimes it can be a huge help forward if we do love each other in these practical and personal ways. It can actually help us move forward in spiritual things indirectly as well, yeah? An additional thing to be thinking about is, in our different relationships, how can we help someone move forward in their Christian faith and life? How can we help people move forward? That is, how can I help someone go from maybe investigating Christianity to being to a point they can become a Christian through the answering of objections and going deeper into the glories of the gospel? As someone's become a Christian, how can I help them continue to deepen and mature and get the basics established and actually begin to work that out in their lives? As someone has become more mature in their faith, how can I help them discover their spiritual gifts and become more active in serving God's people and even being engaged in things like the uni fellowship? How could I help people then think about, all along that way, reaching back to minister to others, share the gospel with others, encourage others? You don't have to get to some higher plane before you can begin to use your gifts to bless others. So thinking about what's the next step with the people in my life and how I can move them forward can be a huge thing. And then finally, actually build off the things that God's doing in your life. So the sermons you're hearing, the bits of the Bible you're reading, maybe even the citywide gathering or breakfast session you've just been at, it can all be ways that you can then share those things with others and say, here's what I've learned, here's how I'm being challenged, and so on. And a really simple version of that is actually for you to take the initiative to extend the invitation to someone else to benefit from what you benefit from. Hey, I go to church, come to church. Hey, I'm involved with Uni Fellowship, come to Uni Fellowship. Hey, I'm going to Uni Fellowship Engage, why don't you join me? I'm in a fellowship group, why don't you come along? I help lead Christianity 1A, would you like to attend a group like that? I read this book, do you want to borrow it? Do you see what I mean? So rather than you simply being someone who goes to things yourself, be a person who actually opens the doors and brings in others as well.